Welcome back, day 16. Who's ready? I am. Are you? Good. So, yesterday we did this best friend exercise. I really love it because, again, we're so hard, so harsh on ourselves. But we're so much nicer with others, and when we just realize how we talk to ourselves, you know, what we say to ourselves, when we say it out loud, when we look at it, and just imagine if it was someone else telling you that, especially someone you care about, that you love, you know, like you'd be like straight away, hello, you can't say that to yourself, right? And yet, what is our inner critic? We don't do that. But that's going to change right now. Yeah, that's what we're doing with this challenge. Yeah, so that's how we started yesterday with the best friend exercise. And it's funny because for me, I mean, it's not new what I wrote yesterday. I say that all the time to my client. I say that all the time to my members. I say that all the time to my friends. But, you know, somehow then it's different when it's you, right? So the first thing I wrote was just like, just chill out, you know, like one step at a time. And that's my motto. I'm always like, it's okay, guys. One step at a time, you're going to get there. And I know it, and it's true, right? And yet, that's the first advice I give to myself. I'm just like, chill out, AJ. Don't have to do everything at once. It's okay. I always have, you know, 1,000 ideas, and I always want to achieve everything at once and, you know, be done with it. But I know it's a time-consuming, long, creative project that I absolutely love to do, right? Because they're complex and everything, but it's just, just relax one step at a time. So I hope, you know, you enjoyed that exercise yesterday. Maybe like me, it's something you kind of knew and you tell to others, but you have to remind yourself to tell yourself that. Maybe it was something brand new and just like, maybe I should tell myself that. But so this is a sign, the first signs of your inner mentor here, right? That's why you want to tell yourself when you feel vulnerable, when you face an obstacle, when you hear a criticism, right? This is the kind of little voice you want in your head instead of that inner critic that's going to just bring yourself down even more, yeah? So let's continue today. And I really want you to think about self-compassion and how can self-compassion support you? So instead of bringing yourself down and being harsh on yourself and always criticizing yourself, how can self-compassion be positive to you? What's going to be the difference once you have that inner mentor instead of that inner critic? Yeah. So just think about it, like how self-compassion can support you. Thank you. Alright, I hope you feel good now, seeing all the benefits of being self-compassionate here, and like how could that have an amazing impact on a daily basis, right? Instead of having that inner critic there. So I'll see you tomorrow, where we keep reframing your inner critic and implementing that inner mentor. See you tomorrow.